Why B2B? E-commerce must rethink supply chain resilience now. Hook. What if your entire fulfillment network could be wiped out by a single event you never saw coming? Not a slow market shift. Not a bad quarter. One strike. 1 week. 4 warehouses. Gone. That's not a hypothetical. That's exactly what just happened to Russia's version of Amazon. Context. It's July 2026. And Ukraine's drones just hit 4 Wildberries warehouses in a single week. Facilities spread across Elektrostal, Tambov, Krasnodar, and Stavropol. Wildberries is Russia's largest online retailer. Think Amazon scale infrastructure, now partially offline. For B2B operators like HM Care Global Services serving complex private client networks, this isn't a geopolitical story. It's a supply chain architecture warning that lands directly on your desk. First, warehouse concentration is a growth accelerator until it becomes a single point of failure. Wildberries had massive fulfillment capacity, but 4 targeted strikes created cascading failures across order fulfillment, inventory availability, and seller confidence simultaneously. When you cluster logistics into a small number of high-capacity nodes, you're not building scale. You're building a single catastrophic vulnerability. Second, B2B buyers can't absorb disruption the way consumers can. Consumer retail customers wait a few extra days and shrug. B2B buyers operate on procurement cycles, contractual delivery windows, and service level agreements. A missed shipment doesn't just disappoint. It can breach a contract and permanently damage a long-term account relationship. Geographic distribution of inventory isn't a cost center. It's direct revenue protection. Third, your next B2B customer might not be human. A new white paper from Zipcon Consulting flags the rise of AI procurement agents actively placing orders on behalf of businesses. That means your catalog data, your product descriptions, your availability signals, they're not just for human buyers anymore. Automated agents are evaluating your infrastructure reliability before a single human ever reviews your proposal. THE takeaway. Here's your one action item today. Open your current fulfillment map and identify every node that, if it failed tomorrow, would breach a client SLA. If that list has more than 2 names on it, you have a concentration problem. HM Care Global Services frames this perfectly. Your fulfillment network is only as strong as its weakest node. Fix the architecture before the disruption forces you to. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.